The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jane Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. This one, from Real Simple, 10-Minute Organizer, Give Footwear Clutter the Boot. Kick your family's shoe pile into shape in a few easy steps. The mess of shoes in your entryway may give the casual observer the impression that dozens of people live in your home, not just a single family. A shoes-off policy is a good way to keep floors clean, but no one wants a puddle of flats and sneakers by the door. So pare down and put away. The first step to organizing is purging. Haul out all of your family's shoes, sort them by person, and decide how many pairs everyone really needs. To help whittle down your pile, ask, are these comfy? Do they still go with my overall style? Donate any that don't pass muster. Have your kids try on every single pair of shoes, sneakers, and cleats. Then donate the ones that are too small. You can drop off unwanted pairs at DSW stores, and some Dress for Success locations take work shoes. Zappos accepts boxes up to 50 pounds and even pays for shipping. Stow off-season keepers out of sight in boxes in a closet, or in the basement, or under your bed. If you have leather shoes, put them in ventilated underbed boxes or bags to keep mildew at bay. No matter what material shoes are made of, clean them before putting them away, and place them toe to heel to maximize space. You can also stuff them with white tissue paper to help hold their shape. Maintain without a mountain. Prevent the creep of shoe clutter by the entry. Each family member should aim to have no more than two pairs out, one by the door, another in a closet or basket. If you already have a console or entry table, place a few storage baskets underneath. Go for roomy seagrass ones with handles, like the Ellery Belly Basket, $20 at World Market. Label each basket by family member. Round out your shoe supplies with a boot tray. Since you don't want wet shoes on a shelf or in a basket, and boots often won't fit there anyway, invest in a shoe bench, a real game changer that provides storage as well as a place to sit as you tie or untie. Open shelves let you easily see and grab or put away pairs. Avoid options with small cubbies. If it's annoying to jam in shoes, your family won't stick to the habit. For narrow entryways, look for something with a thinner profile, like IKEA's wall-mounted shoe cabinet. Each family member can have their own slot. Neaten up cleats. Stinky, muddy stuff can air out in the garage. Use a tiered shoe rack and assign each jock in the family a shelf for their footwear. And they've got a couple of options here. An underbed storage item. Stow seasonal shoes in this 16-compartment organizer, $22, containerstore.com. It's got a clear cover that lets you spot pairs ASAP. An entry bench, similar to what they were talking about. You can sit, you can store shoes, you can slide sandals, flip-flops, and low-profile sneakers underneath it. It's the Safavia Cricket Bench, $226 at decormarket.com, DECORMARKET.com. And a wall-mounted organizer, the 9-inch deep Hemness shoe cabinet, this is $130 at IKEA, holds at least 8 pairs and doubles as a drop zone for keys and mail. From Good Housekeeping, your sleep cheat sheet. Sleep needs vary from person to person, but you can use these parameters from the National Sleep Foundation as a guide. Children ages 6 through 13 require 9 to 11 hours of sleep a night. Teenagers 14 through 17, they need 8 to 10 hours a night. Adults age 18 through 64 need 7 to 9 hours. And older adults, ages 65 and up, need 7 to 8 hours. Your sleep sweet spot. Striving to get the right Z's is always a good goal, Here's a trick to find out how much shut-eye you need. Keep a sleep log. In the morning, write down how many hours you slept, what time you went to bed, how many trips to the bathroom, etc. Also, keep a diary of what you ate the previous day, if you worked out, and whatever else you did. Says Raj Dasgupta, MD, a pulmonary and sleep specialist at the University of Southern California. Notice what the days you slept well have in common. Use those strategies to get enough, especially after a bad night. From Real Simple, bite-size workouts. If you're constantly stressed and time-pressed, worry not. You can get health and energy-boosting benefits from a steady diet of exercise snacks. Someday you're going to start a running routine or that thrice-weekly cycling class, but you currently can't find the time or the motivation or the will to put on spandex. So why not have a snack instead? A workout snack, that is. A brief bout of exercise, as short as a minute, that done consistently can yield surprising health perks. The number one barrier to working out is lack of time, says Martin Jabala, PhD, professor of kinesiology at McMaster University in Ontario, Canada. Exercise snacks help you grab movement opportunities whenever you can. Many can be done in a small space in your home or office, don't require equipment, and may not even make you sweat. Emerging research shows that exercise snacks target two important components of fitness, cardiovascular health and metabolic health, both of which are linked to lower risk of type 2 diabetes and heart disease, Jabala says. Official guidelines still recommend moderate exercise, but good news, experts now say every minute counts, and they add up. 3 10-minute spurts are as good as 1 30-minute, and since the first minute can be the hardest, once you get started, you might just find you're ready for a full meal. So whether you have 1 minute or 10, here's how to sneak in activity. Just check with your doctor before you begin any new exercise plan. If you have 1 minute, try stair climbing. Take 20 seconds to go up and down a flight of stairs and repeat 3 times. Doing this regimen 3 times a week improves cardiorespiratory fitness by 5 to 10% over 6 weeks. The same improvement you'd see if you walked for 30 minutes 3 times a week, says Jonathan Little, PhD, associate professor in the School of Health and Exercise Sciences at the University of British Columbia. Move as fast as is safe for you. If you feel like bounding right up, great. But if a determined plod is what you can manage, that works too. If you have 3 minutes, try hourly metabolism boosters. This will get your blood pumping, literally. Set a reminder for every hour of the workday to do squats, lunges, jumping jacks, mountain climbers, or step-ups. Step up and down one stair for 20 seconds. Repeat up to 8 times throughout the day. Little's research has shown that these brief spurts improve insulin response and, as a result, blood sugar control and blood flow in the legs, especially compared with sitting on your duff all day. Make your effort a 7 on a 1 to 10 scale, meaning go for as many squats as your tush can take without exhausting yourself. If you have 4 minutes, try beginner intervals. While watching TV, get up every 10 minutes and walk in place, or march or run at a moderate to vigorous pace for 1 minute, Jabala says. Or do a series of modified squats onto a chair. Put a pillow on the chair if dropping down into the squat is really challenging. You can also do beginner burpees. Place your hands on the floor, step back with one foot, then the other, and then step in towards your hands and stand up. Repeat for a total of 4 intervals. If you have 5 minutes, try gentle walking. Walk around your office, your home, or outside for 5 minutes. Do this as many times as you can throughout the day. Sedentary adults who took walk breaks 6 times during the workday boosted their mood, decreased fatigue, and had fewer food cravings than those who walked on a treadmill for 30 minutes in the morning or sat for 6 hours straight. A study on the International Journal of Behavioral Nutrition and Physical Activity found. Movement enhances circulation and can increase hormones and chemicals that stimulate your brain, helping you feel more alert and energetic. Now we get into the biggies. If you have 5 to 7 minutes, try a circuit workout. Here are 3 full-body warp speed options from Chris Ryan, personal trainer in New York City. Warning, you will get sweaty. So make sure you're not hopping on a Zoom call right away. Workout number 1. Hold a high plank, which is a push-up position with your elbows straight, for 30 seconds. Then do modified push-ups from your knees for 30 seconds. Do squats for another 30 seconds, and then repeat the whole deal 5 to 7 minutes. Workout number 2. March in place with knees high for 20 seconds. Then hold a high plank and do shoulder taps where you touch each hand to the opposite shoulder for 20 seconds. Repeat that 5 to 7 minutes. And workout number 3, warm up by marching in place, driving knees and arms high for 60 seconds. Do burpees for 1 minute, then rest for 60 seconds. Do sumo squats, feet slightly wider than hip width, toes pointed out, while holding dumbbells for 1 minute, then rest for 60 seconds. Then do shoulder presses with weights for 1 minute, then rest for 60 seconds. And if you have 10 minutes, try 30-second sprints. Alternate short bursts of intense activity with longer bursts of moderate activity. Walk for 1 to 2 minutes, then jog for 30 seconds and repeat. Or do 30-second sprints on a bike, followed by leisurely 1 to 2 minute cruises. Interval training boosts fitness and burns more calories than steady paced movement. Researchers at the Human Performance Laboratory at the University of Texas at Austin found that 4 seconds of a super sprint in a lab environment with special bikes, so don't try it at home, can improve lean body mass and respiratory fitness. And don't forget the actual snacks. Smart snacking helps you stay energized for mini workouts and other challenges the day may bring. The best formula, says Amy Goodson, RD, a certified strength and conditioning specialist in Frisco, Texas, is a combo of high-fiber carbs and protein every few hours. A few of her favorite ideas: whole grain crackers and cheese, Greek yogurt with fruit and string cheese, whole grain granola bar and almonds, fruit and a hard-boiled egg, whole grain toast with peanut butter, and apple with peanut butter. From Woman's Day, Life Lessons. This is by Steve Leader. As Woman's Day's new rabbi in residence, I'll share some ancient and universal Jewish wisdom that I hope will help everyone lead a more beautiful life. I have served as a rabbi at Wilshire Boulevard Temple in Los Angeles for 35 years. And being a rabbi includes writing eulogies, which means I've been asking children, young and old, to tell me about their fathers for decades. As my Father's Day gift to dads and parents everywhere, and obviously Father's Day is past, here are some of the most important lessons I have learned, which I include in my new book, For You When I Am Gone. And the author again, Steve Leader, L-E-D-E-R. Number 1, honor your child's blueprint. The most painful stories I hear from adults are about feeling like a disappointment as children. Their dad wanted a boy, not a girl. A student, not an artist. An athlete, not an actor. If you want happy, successful children, honor who they are, not who you wish they were. 2, show, don't tell. Do you tell your kids to be kind to their siblings even though you haven't called your own sister in months? Do you encourage kindness but shy away from a homeless woman's outstretched hand? Do you preach honesty while still paying an under 12 admission price for your 13-year-old? Don't just say the right things, do them. 3, a little is a lot. People's best memories of their dad rarely involve his title, net worth, or public acclaim. They're about the cage he built for their pet salamander, his patients helping them work with homework, his coaching them, building model rockets, and camping with them, the time he brought them flowers and ice cream after their first broken heart. 4. You can get it wrong and still be right. Kids do foolish, hurtful, and even shocking things. When they do, a short memory and a forgiving heart are best. Eventually, your children will discover that you make mistakes too, sometimes terrible ones. Your having granted them forgiveness over the years might well result in their doing the same for you. And affection is powerful. In his old age, my father and I learned a new language. After Alzheimer's robbed him of the ability to speak, I would sit next to him and silently hold his hand for hours. His disease and his death taught me that no matter how many times we say I love you or hold and are held by the people we love, it is never enough. From Good Housekeeping, they've got the Good Housekeeping Seal Star of the Month, Berkeley Jensen, that's BJ's Club's Stellar Bath Tissue. Fiber scientists in the Good Housekeeping Textiles Lab and real-world testers gave this premium toilet paper top marks for superior softness and quality construction. It's Berkley Jensen Ultra Soft Bath Tissue, $17 for 24 rolls at BJ's.com. Why it earned the Good Housekeeping Seal? Experts praise Berkley Jensen's Ultra Soft Bath Tissue for its softness, thickness, absorbency, and ability to dissolve fast, all at an affordable price. 1. A-plus absorbency. Our experts were blown away by how well the toilet paper soaked up large quantities of fluid in lab tests. Thorough visual inspection showed the paper to be free of noticeable defects. The perforated edges made it easy to separate sheets from the roll when we measured the force needed to tear them off. 2. Excellent value. This bath tissue was a top performer and also one of the most affordable options in our test. Its two-ply sheets were thicker than other store brands our analysts reviewed. And because it's sold in packs of 24 rolls, you won't have to replace it frequently. Though it's a BJ's Club brand, you can buy it online with a free guest pass. 3. Superior softness. Consumer testers enjoyed the feel of this paper, rating it soft in 2 blind comparison tests against other brands, including a side-by-side touch test and a real-world usage test. On top of that, a specialized machine that objectively analyzes the feel on both sides gave it a high softness rating. And last, it dissolves quickly. You can feel confident with less concern about clogging when using this bath tissue. Our fiber scientists noted it broke down fast. It got a perfect score in lab tests for dissolvability speed. This is especially impressive given that toilet paper this thick and plush typically doesn't come apart easily in our spinning water tests. From Woman's Day, disguise your veggies. And they've got pictures of a head of cauliflower and a potato and a pepper, all wearing those little glasses and fake mustaches. Very cute. It says, someday you'll finally convince your kids or your spouse to eat the yucky green stuff. Jacqueline London, RD, host of the food and wellness podcast On the Side, reveals her sneaky strategies. 1. Mix veggies into batter. Try adding canned pumpkin or roasted pureed summer squash or sweet potato into batter for pancakes, waffles, muffins, and more. The addition of a quarter to a half cup adds fiber, potassium, and vitamin C to your breakfast without messing with the flavor of your favorite recipe. 2. Add cauliflower to starchy sides. Use fresh or frozen riced cauliflower to replace white rice in DIY burrito bowls, stir fries, and sautés. Another option, mix steamed or sautéed cauliflower rice into your usual mashed potato or mac and cheese recipe to add extra fiber and antioxidants to a dish. And 3, put chopped veggies in meat-based mains. Sturdier veggies like finely chopped carrots, mushrooms, or shelled edamame pair nicely with ground beef or turkey dishes like meatballs, burgers, bolognese sauce, or stovetop skillet recipes. Plus, veggies add volume, so you can use pricier ground beef or turkey in more than one dish without upping your grocery budget. From Woman's Day, watermelon salad four ways, the perfect side for any off-the-grill protein. First, fresh and fiery. Whisk together 3 tablespoons lemon juice and 2 tablespoons olive oil, plus 1 teaspoon honey, plus salt and pepper. Then stir in half of a small red onion, plus half of a serrano, both thinly sliced. Toss with 6 cups of grilled watermelon chunks and some fresh mint and crushed peanuts. The second one, cucumber baller. In a bowl, toss 2 Persian cucumbers sliced, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1 tablespoon white wine vinegar, and salt and pepper. Toss with 6 cups watermelon balls, plus an avocado which has been diced, plus 1 tablespoon tarragon, roughly chopped. Caprese salad 2.0. In a bowl, whisk together 3 tablespoons olive oil and 1 tablespoon red wine vinegar, plus kosher salt and pepper. Toss with 1 pint of cherry tomatoes cut in half, plus 4 cups seedless watermelon balls, plus 1/3 cup feta cheese and some basil leaves. And a tropical treat. In a bowl, toss 1 dragon fruit cut into thin pieces, plus 4 cups seedless watermelon cubes, plus 6 ounces of blackberries, and 1/4 cup coconut flakes. And then add 1 tablespoon each lime juice and lime zest. From Real Simple, a couple of easy dinners. 5 spice steak with couscous. Active in total time, 30 minutes. It serves 4, is quick cooking and family friendly. We need 1 tablespoon olive oil, 2 cloves garlic finely chopped, 1.5 cups couscous, canola oil for the grill, 1 1/4 pound skirt steak, patted dry, 1 tablespoon 5 spice powder, 1 1/4 teaspoons kosher salt divided, 2 radishes sliced or about 1/2 cup, 1/4 cup thinly sliced red onion, 1/2 cup packed chopped mint leaves, 1.5 tablespoons fresh lemon juice from 1 lemon, and 1 cup chopped fresh parsley. Bring 1.5 cups of water plus the olive oil and garlic to a boil in a medium saucepan over medium high. Stir in the couscous. Cover and remove pan from heat. Let stand covered until water is absorbed 4 to 6 minutes. Fluff with a fork and cover to keep warm. Preheat the grill to medium high, 400 to 450 degrees, and grease the grates with canola oil. Rub steak with 5 spice powder and 1 teaspoon salt. Grill the steak covered, flipping once, until cooked to desired doneness. 3 to 4 minutes per side if you want medium rare, 125 degrees Fahrenheit, and more or less depending on what you want. Transfer to a cutting board and rest 5 minutes. Stir together radishes, onion, mint, lemon juice, parsley, and the remaining 1/4 teaspoon salt in a medium bowl. Slice steak against the grain into 1/4-inch thick pieces. Serve with parsley salad and couscous. Another one, Swiss chard mac and cheese. Active in total time, both 30 minutes. It serves 6. It's quick cooking, freezeable, make ahead, big batch, vegetarian, and family friendly. We need 1 16-ounce package of fusilli pasta, 1/2 of a 12-ounce bunch of Swiss chard, 3 tablespoons unsalted butter, 3 tablespoons all-purpose flour, 1 12-ounce can of evaporated milk, not sweetened condensed, they're not the same thing, 2 teaspoons onion powder, 2 teaspoons kosher salt, 1/4 teaspoon crushed red pepper, plus more for serving, 8-ounce part skim mozzarella cheese, shredded about 2 cups, and 2 ounces Parmesan cheese, grated about 1/2 cup. Bring a large pot of water to a boil over medium high. Add the pasta. Cook for 1 minute less than the package directions for al dente, Drain, reserving 1.5 cups of the water. Preheat broiler with rack 6 inches from the heat. Stem the chard. Chop stems into 1/4-inch pieces and roughly chop the leaves. Melt butter in a large broiler-safe pot over medium. Add stems. Cook, stirring until tender, about 3 minutes. Stir in the flour. Cook, whisking constantly until light golden brown, about 2 minutes. Gradually whisk in evaporated milk until smooth. Add onion powder, salt, and crushed red pepper. Cook, whisking constantly until thickened, about 1 minute. Add mozzarella and reserved pasta water, stirring until cheese is melted. Add chard leaves. Cook until wilted, about 1 minute. Add pasta. Cook until pasta is coated and sauce is thickened, 3 to 5 minutes. Remove from heat and top with Parmesan. Broil until the Parmesan is melted and golden brown, 2 to 3 minutes, and then toss with crushed red pepper. And another one, pesto egg salad toasts. Active in total time, both 25 minutes. Serves 4, is quick cooking and vegetarian. We need 6 eggs, 1/4 cup chopped walnuts, 1 clove of garlic grated, 3 tablespoons olive oil divided, 2 tablespoons finely grated Parmesan cheese plus more for serving, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt divided, 1/4 cup finely chopped basil plus more for serving, 1.5 teaspoons fresh lemon juice divided, 1/3 cup plain whole milk strained yogurt, such as Greek yogurt, 3 cups packed baby arugula, 4 1/2-inch thick slices of sourdough bread, toasted, freshly ground black pepper for serving. Bring a medium saucepan of water to a boil. Add eggs. Cook for 9 minutes. Meanwhile, heat a skillet over medium high. Add walnuts. Toast, stirring for 2 to 3 minutes. Remove eggs from pan once cooked. Lightly crack and place in a bowl of ice for 5 minutes. Then peel and chop. Combine garlic, 2 tablespoons oil, cheese, 1/4 teaspoon salt, basil, 1 teaspoon lemon juice, and yogurt in a large bowl. Gently fold in eggs and walnuts, reserving 1 tablespoon walnuts for serving. Combine arugula and the remaining 1 tablespoon oil, 1/2 teaspoon lemon juice, and 1/4 teaspoon salt in a bowl. Divide among the toasts. Top with egg salad, reserved walnuts, pepper, basil, and cheese. And a quick little ender here from Real Simple. Double play. Being playful might improve your marriage. Adults often describe the most enjoyable aspect of their romantic relationships as interactions in which they play with their partner. When researchers ask married people what they'd miss most if their relationship dissolved, the couples often talked about their daily goofing around. Highly satisfied couples describe play as essential to their relationship, even more important than sex. In play, partners build reservoirs of positive experience from which they can draw during times of conflict. Though libidos may wane and tempers may fray, inside jokes never die. We've run out of time for today's episode. Be sure and listen next time. Hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw for the North Carolina Reading Service. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.